The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 25 by Philip St. Raymond for the American Mercury. The propaganda disguised as journalism put forth by the partisans of Leo Frank has been ongoing for more than a century now. But for pure bluster, shallowness, self-promotion, and incompetence, there is none as egregious as the Nashville Tennessean's money-fueled subsidy and promotion of the Alonzo Mann hoax in 1982. Illustration. The cartoonish illustration for the Nashville Tennessean's publication of Alonzo Mann's Revelations was an apt harbinger of the bad journalism to follow. In this, the 25th audio segment of this groundbreaking work, originally published by the Nation of Islam, part of their series called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, we take the falsehoods the Tennessean invented or regurgitated, some of them debunked as long ago as 1913 in their promotion of Alonzo Mann's contradictory tale, and show them for what they are: a sad attempt to exploit a sick old man and rehabilitate the reputation of a sex killer who just happened to be a B'nai B'rith official and member of a wealthy elite. This new audiobook, based on the Nation of Islam's The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, the best investigative effort made on the Leo Frank case in the last 100 years, will take you on a trip into the past to the greatest American murder mystery of all time, a mystery that will reveal to you the hidden forces that shape our world even today. To read all the chapters we've published so far, simply click on this link. We at the American Mercury are now proud to present part 25 of our audio version of this very important book, read by Vanessa Neubauer. Simply press play on the player embedded above or at the end of this article to hear part 25 of the book. Click here to obtain a print or ebook copy of this important work, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Vol. 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man. For further information on the Nation of Islam Historical Research Group, readers are encouraged to visit their website, newarg.org.